Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome into Sports Saturday right here on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 The Fan, 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, YouTube, and Twitch for the kids. I am your host, Joe Fisher III. Across the faux marble table is Rashad Epping Taylor.
Top of the morning, folks.
Real top of the morning.
Yeah, seriously. Like the literal top of the morning.
And then we got Jordan Schultz across the glass. Yeah, last night I had a little bit of restless leg syndrome. I probably overate, overdrank, and I was just laying in bed at like 9:30, and I was not in a good spot. I went and got, like, I had some beers. I had a little client lunch.
Of course.
And some beers were had. After that, I was like, we're going to slide on over to this McDonald's drive-thru real quick.
Oh, wait, was the client lunch not sufficient? See, that's always, the food good or not?
You have to eat like a rabbit. You can't eat the way you want to eat on a client lunch.
Mistake. It shouldn't have been client lunch. It was client beers.
Okay.
No food. Okay.
There was no food involved.
Okay.
Hence the McDonald's trip right after, the Golden Arches.
The drunchies.
And I then, like, I realized, I was like, I didn't text my girlfriend, like, if she had any dinner, like, if she was making anything at home. So I pull up, and I walk in, and she's got a full plate of dinner ready for me. And so,
ready for you.
Yeah.
That's a good woman right there.
Yeah. Yeah, a little Caesar salad chicken flatbread thing. It was delicious.
Oh, hell yeah.
Quite scrumptious.
Sounds good.
But it was one of those where I'm like, do I tell her that I already had McDonald's?
Nope.
Or do I just, you know, stuff my face even more?
Where was the McDonald's bag at this point, by the way?
Oh, I mean, it was in the garbage. You got to get rid of the evidence, you know?
She probably, man.
If she checked the windows down a little bit so the smell kind of,
yeah, wafts out.
If she checked her Ring camera, then she would have seen me walk past her front door to her garbage can to throw said bag away.
Dude, you got to make a stop. You got to go to the gas station.
I was just throwing away some garbage in the car. Yeah. Didn't want it to sit there.
But then after that, then I was drinking a bunch of water last night because, you know, just a thirsty boy trying to hydrate. And I was sitting there laying in bed, man. Again, the RLS, the restless leg syndrome kicked up. I was a mess last night.
You know what?
And then I realized I had to wake up at like 4:30, 4:45. I was like, what? This is not good.
I don't know about you guys, but that's how I sleep every single night when I know we have a 6 a.m. show.
But
it's not great sleep. It's just restless. And I know I have to be up in a minute. And it's like, I didn't have the night that you don't never have the Friday night that you want to have just because you know you have to be up. And this is for anybody that works early.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there are other people that get, you know, 4 hours of sleep and let's go. Like, and I'm one of those people too, but for whatever reason, when we have a show at 6 a.m., that sleep that night is just not great.
Yeah, 2.5 hours maybe for me. Like, that's where I'm at. I don't know.
You party hard, though.
Well, that's not
like,
what happened.
No, seriously, two Halloween parties in a row per weekend, and now you're up until until two, you know, getting ready for this show.
Well,
like,
fishing for bonita fish. Man,
it was crazy.
Run. It was crazy.
It was insane.
No, my wife was sick, and now I'm sick. So I think that's probably more why.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for staying behind the glass, though.
You know, there was part of me, I texted yesterday, I was like, hey, 6 a.m. tomorrow, and Rashad texted back with a text that showed how enthused he was and how stoked he was.
What did it say?
I can't wait. I am so happy that we have a 6 a.m. show.
That's exactly what it said.
But I got no response from Jordan Schultz, and then, you know, obviously 5:45 rolls around, 5:50, I'm like... Well, looks like I'm going to have to dust off my my producer resume here and start pressing some buttons here.
Yeah, got to go old school, right?
Yeah.
You know, when we first kind of started the show in the new studio, Joe was behind the glass pressing buttons. It was rough. Remember when we didn't see each other? We were behind, like, a wall?
Yes.
And so there was no glass, and we were just kind of guessing when it was each other's time to talk.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awkward. That was not good. Not good.
Thank God for Jordan. Appreciate you, bro.
I have a question for you guys that is sports related that happened this week.
Blazers win.
They did win after losing a really bad game.
Yes, an NFL ex-wife divorced her former husband because of his No, that's the wrong. Sorry. Nope. Not that story.
No. I'm just curious why it happens in this sport and we don't see it happen in the men's game or really any other sport, but this week it was the tip-off for college basketball.
Okay.
It was.
Why do women's basketball, the early season opener games, how come they are such dominant blowouts? Like, teams winning by 100. I think it was...
That's a good observation.
I have some scores here that I want to read to you because it's just eye-opening. Vermont, they played a school named Dean.
Uh-oh.
What up, Dean?
Go Catamounts of Vermont. They won 137-231. They won by 106 points.
Jeez.
Cal State Northridge, and this is the one that stood out to me. My girlfriend has two friends that played basketball at Cal State Northridge. So I had to inform her. I was like, hey, you need to tell your friends that Cal State Northridge went on a 72-0 run to start the game.
I think I saw that on SportsCenter.
Yeah, they played a school named Bethesda University, which I thought Bethesda was a gaming studio that created video games. But apparently that is a college. Cal State Northridge won 103-13. There's other scores. Michigan State beating Mercyhurst, 125-39.
Did you say Mercyhurst?
Mercyhurst. Some of these school names.
Well, that's like the old, it's closed now, but Merrillhurst University was here in Portland.
That's right. Yep, that's,
so I'm assuming it's some sort of like religious, but just different. Yeah.
Had Sacramento State. And again, these aren't like LSU. This isn't Baylor. These aren't like top five, top 10 teams. These are Sacramento State beating Stanton. 124-39. You also had Western Illinois. Western Illinois. Are they even... That's a mid-major, obviously.
Okay.
116-46 over Westminster, Missouri.
Are these opponents even, like, D1?
Oh,
or is this like a D4V or D3?
Well, I can't say I've ever heard of Dean University.
And I think, you know, exactly. And I think the thing is, the men's side, at least... For the most part, they're playing a smaller school, but they're not playing the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read Good like the women are. Like, well, for instance, Houston on the opening night, which I assume was the second, well, so Monday, Houston, who's number two, played Lehigh. Now, we've all heard of Lehigh, right? Yeah. So we're all familiar
the
with
fighting
them.
CJ McCollum.
And so we believe that they probably have a couple guys that can hoop. Maybe not as good as some guys that play for Houston, but we know they can at least hoop. Arizona's 13th, they played Houston. UConn played New Haven. Now, New Haven might be the one school that we're like, who the hell is New Haven and why?
Solid
and
pizza there.
There's always a plus side. Like, Michigan played Oakland. So I think for the boys' side, you always see them play teams that are a little more competitive.
They're just trying to fill out the schedules, kind of what you're saying.
And then I mean, this is no disrespect at all, but I've seen some smaller schools that, you know, smaller women's teams that play basketball, and some of those women are amazing. Some of them are not good at all. Like, at all. And I think that's the difference. On a boys' team, there's nobody on that team that's not going to be able to hoop.
Well, and this is
but
where
on a girls' team, you might find somebody towards the end of the bench, the last few people, they're like, they're not very good. They're just kind of here to...
Well, is the talent gap just that much different between women basketball and men's basketball? Like I get what you're saying. Like, these are all... But they're all college athletes. Like, they're not...
Yeah, they're all... And they're all nice. And when I say not good, I mean not good in the sense of... other good players. That's
but
what I mean.
Like, even in the men's game, if it were like, you know, Texas Tech, you know, University of the Nurses Association, like against whoever D1 program in the men's game, it's the same. It's like you're going to win 130-30.
Oh, yeah. Arkansas demolished Southern 109-77, but it was still 109-77, right?
Well, you know,
it wasn't
a 32 point
there wasn't a 72 point run. Yeah, there wasn't a 72 point run before a team was able to, you know, put the points on the board.
Are no men's game?
21 Gonzaga played Texas Southern, and Texas Southern was able to score 43 points. And so it's like, so, I mean, that talent exists out there, and I think that's the big thing.
You say that as if that's like...
No, it's still terrible. They're getting blown out, but again, it's not a 72-point run.
By the way, I looked up Dean University, or excuse me, Dean College.
Dean.
Private college. It says it has 1,200 undergrads.
Yeah.
1,200.
So literally 1% or like 0.1% of their students are on the basketball team. That's actually kind of crazy.
And there's four, you know, so it's basically... What, 300 kids in a class?
300 kids. Oh, yeah. I see.
That's
freshmen.
Less than my high school
class size. That's like a high school. And they are Division III.
Okay. So it is D1B3.
And think about this. Think of how big it is for that college, a Division III college, to have UConn come in or to have UCLA come in or have one of those, you know, or to be
able
to play.
Wait, this wasn't a home game for Dean?
Seriously, if it is a home game or if you have to be the team to go travel to one of these big schools and play, like, that's huge for your school. That's huge for Dean in New Haven, you said?
I would love to be a fly on the wall for the pregame speech of the Dean head coach going up against Vermont. They're like, hey, guys, if we just play our game... Hey guys,
if we've
given our best effort and put out our A+ product on the floor, we might only lose by 40.
I mean, that's why the Cinderella story exists, you know?
Like, hey guys, it's only 10 feet to the basket here, just like at home. It's like, God, no, not the Hoosiers.
Yeah, hey, I mean,
and
the thing is, there could be an upset. Will it? Probably not. But there could always be an upset, and we've seen it before. So that's why you go in there and try to give that speech, try to motivate them. As a coach, I think you know what it is, though. You know, you go in there knowing, like, this probably isn't going to end well, but I can't let them know that. So let's talk up my guys or my gals and make sure they know we got to go in here and work.
What I like doing, and this happens during, you know, college basketball tourney time, is there's a school that makes a run, and you're like, what the hell? Where's this school? And who went to this school? I'm on Dean College's Wikipedia page, famous alumni.
There can't be many, right?
I mean 1,200 kids. Like,
there are some people on here. The only person that I recognize is Richard Belzer.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
From, like...
Law and Order fame.
Yeah. I was going to say, Law and Order. If you saw a picture, you see this
guy. I know Richard Belzer.
He's the dude
with the glasses, away, right?
Yep, with the sunglasses on in Law and Order. Yeah. That's
always
right.
Always wears the shades, peace. Even inside.
Outside of that, I mean, I'm going over... all the names here. I do not recognize a single name on this list.
I wouldn't even call Belzer technically. Like, I'm not trying to insult.
He's at the top
Richard.
Of the list.
I don't know, man.
He's not an A-list celebrity. I think even he would agree with that.
Well, granted, I think this list is also in alphabetical order. So,
how many episodes of Law and Order was he on?
Oh, I
like
can
a million.
Imagine, like,
that doesn't mean he's an A-list.
Everybody watches Law and Order, bro.
He's not an A-list.
I'm just saying. If everybody knows who you are, like, he's one of those guys. He's not snap finger famous. You see him, like, you're the guy.
You're that guy.
Yeah.
He's a that guy actor.
You're that guy.
Yeah, you're on Law and Order. Yeah.
Which is kind of equivalent to, like, a character actor in movies.
Hey, I got one for you.
Ooh.
Lucky Whitehead. Remember him?
No.
That name sounds familiar.
Football.
He sounds like a mobster.
Wide receiver. He was a former NFL player. I remember him because he was on the Dallas Cowboys. I believe he was the one that was kicked off the team for allegedly stealing cologne.
Was that the one that
remember
the,
that
the dude gave the wrong name or gave his name in like error or trying to lie about his identity, and then the Cowboys released him anyways? Or was that the other one?
I believe that was Lucky Whitehead.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, what? I believe that was him. He got kicked off the team because of that. And yeah, he experienced. I'm reading here. It was revealed that Whitehead was facing misdemeanor petty larceny charges stemming from arrest in June, having sold $25 of goods from a Wawa in Virginia and skipped court summons. Later that day, he was released by the Cowboys. The charges were dropped.
I mean, come on.
The charges were dropped. He was cleared by the police, but it was determined the next day that the charges was based on mistaken identity, and the Cowboys still let him go.
Yeah, they literally. I remember the Jerry Jones quote. He was like, "We've made our decision. We've moved on."
I think it was Jason Garrett who was coaching at the time.
What an ass. You're right. It was Jason Garrett.
Just because I stole a sandwich from Wawa or somebody somebody else?
Mistaken identity.
Took a sandwich from Wawa?
It's like if I went in and said, "Hi, my name is Rashad." That's literally what this dude did to Lucky Whitehead.
Yeah.
That's
it's
crazy.
Bullsh.
That's crazy. To be fair, though, if you've ever been to a Wawa in New York, New Jersey, like, yo.
I have not been to a Wawa.
Never. One of the best, like, sandwiches. I went there for dinner, like, three nights in a row. It was amazing.
I've heard good things.
No, they're awesome. Yeah. Shout out to Wawa.
Shout out to Wawa. Shout out to Dean College. Shout out to women's basketball and the absolute demolishing.
And now,
teams.
Shout out to Lucky Whitehead. Like, dang, man, I hope he got a job after that, working at, like, a... Hopefully he works at a Wawa.
Well, he played for the BC Bombers and went to the Canadian Football League after
so
that.
No.
Maybe he's in a Wawa
basically,
now.
No, yeah.
All right.
They probably pay better.
Let's get to going here. Want to talk about this ESPN YouTube mess. There was a quote from ESPN or the Disney folks that stood out to me that I want to read.
Go to this website.
dude, ESPN, yeah, there's a couple things of this week that they've done that I want to highlight. That,
I'm off this. Amen.
We'll get to it, yeah. We also are basically at the NFL midseason point, so want to talk about teams, players, and what we've seen so far the first half of the season. And just for you to think yourselves, to maybe get yourselves an answer there, and also for anybody that is out there listening at 6 a.m., we do already have one text. Someone said, GD, y'all are on early as F. And I said, just for you, boo-boo.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Right now we have a whopping 2 viewers on the YouTube stream.
Because probably still in bed because it's 6:16 a.m.
Well, and I think I might be one of them. So I'm going to close out the tab, and now we have one.
I might be the other.
Ratings monster
through the roof.
Sports Saturday is. And then I want to talk about what I saw last night in college football, which really makes me want to question the format of the college football playoff going forward, the format that we have and what it will look like in the future. We also have Ducks, Iowa, that we will get to in the second hour when a few more people are awake and turning on their radios. Preview that, some college football, who do you love? We got a lined up show. We got a lined up 6 a.m. show here.
I'm here for it, as they say.
Hey, man, I woke up feeling cheesy.
I woke up feeling the cheesiest, coach!
That's me. That's me right now, okay? Let's get to going, though. ESPN YouTube mess. Figure it out, you two! We do that next year. Sports Saturday on the Fan Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, I don't know who is on the sales team here at this at Odyssey Portland, but they need to do their job and fill these commercial breaks a little bit more. What the hell?
Yeah, I thought this was a commercial, Loki. I was like, oh, this what commercial is this?
they should start doing that. This? How about instead of commercial breaks, we just play music? I'm sure that will pay the bills, right?
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, yeah. You should. I think it's a good idea.
Well, you know what? It worked out because we actually went long in that first segment, so we're right back at it, baby. Right back at it. But I couldn't even tell Rashad about what I saw last night in the Northwestern USC game. And we'll just talk about it real quickly because I think we're all in agreement. There was a play. It was 14-14 in the second quarter. USC has the ball. Jaden Maiava tries to throw a little quick little out screen pass or something like that. Bam! Snagged by a Northwestern defensive lineman. And he starts rumbling. Running for the end zone. He goes to the pylon. Jaden Maiava puts a nice little hit on the lower half of him. Ball squirts out. Goes out of the back of the end zone. Touchback. USC gets the ball right back at their own 20, which is essentially right where they were. Three-play, 80-yard drive, they score. It's 21-14 USC. So literally a 14-point swing because of the ball going out of the back of the end zone. And quite frankly, I think that that's one of the worst rules in sports, that if a team fumbles and it goes out of the end zone, that the other team gets it and they get a touchback. I feel like the team who just had the ball and fumbled, that it should be a touchback for them.
Yeah,
and it should go back to the 20, first and 10. Something. I just feel like you got all the way to the 1 yard line, and if you fumble it out of the sideline, you get the ball back right there.
But that's just the one part of the field to where it's a touchback. Yeah. There's certain rules that I think that's one of those rules too. It doesn't happen.
Like, I feel like
often.
That is a drastic
like
penalty, or you know, like for that happening, like you were right there and it's like, oh, you know, you got really, really close. But not only did you fumble the ball, but now you lost the ball. We're going to give the team the other ball, and we're going to give them 20 yards on top of it. Sorry. Yeah,
that shouldn't have effed up. Restart it for them?
You,
I don't know.
No, I hear what you're saying. I know.
Yeah, it's one of those rules. I don't know.
I'm also saying it because USC got the ball back and ended up scoring and completely then, changed the moment.
No, totally. It changed everything.
I get that.
Do you lay any money on anybody for that game?
Yeah,
I was about to say. Yeah.
Who cast your parlay?
Really invested in that one.
I had the over in Northwestern first half points.
Damn it! I think there are a lot of rules that are just kind of, I mean, I want to say maybe a little outdated just in football that should be, you know, upgraded, but I guess I understand why you don't, just for trying to keep something intact from football. Like one of the rules I absolutely hate is, like, and you guys probably feel much differently, but if I have a receiver that, you know, steps out of bounds when they're running a route and then they step back in bounds and make a play, they're out because they stepped out before.
Yeah, and isn't there something about, like, if they are pushed out, like, rather than running out themselves, they can get back in bounds?
Yeah, I think that's the rule, but I mean, I don't know. It's if I, as long as I don't catch the ball out of bounds, I'm not saying you should be able to run your route out of bounds and then, you know,
I'm going to run like a corner post, but my corner is going to take me to the Gatorade cooler.
Yeah, but if you see my cleat just barely touches the white over there, then, yeah. I mean, come on, man. There are certain things, like, and especially if I don't have possession of the ball yet, like.
Well, basketball, you can run out of bounds.
Yeah, you can run like out of bounds and run around somebody. And, yeah. We've seen that. Remember that great play with D. Wade, and
yeah.
He, you know, runs out of bounds but puts the ball behind mm-hmm. the referee and does, like, man, that was awesome, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I wish that wasn't a rule, too. So there are a lot of little silly rules that are, I don't want to say outdated, just dumb to me.
Well, the NFL, I think, would do better for catches if it just went the college way. Said, hey, you know what? 1 foot is enough. Then there would just be so much less of an argument for those. But then also, Joe, to your point, as far as, like, rules and then, like, trick plays, didn't USC run out, like, their third-string quarterback as the punter? Like, he wore the same number as the punter on a trick play. Looked like they were going to punt.
They had one of those rip-off jerseys.
Baller.
Yeah, well, apparently, and I looked this up, so this punter kid, or third-string quarterback,
was it Heward's kid?
Yeah. Well, his name is Sam Johnson, and he has two jersey numbers, but the second one, number 80, which matches the punter, didn't know you could legally do that in college football, and then B, you don't have to submit that anywhere publicly. Somehow the other team just has it, like, on their stat sheet or their roster that's on there, and that needs to be taken away. But so that kind of crap, so like, wait, can we not?
The backup quarterback did the Russ Tyler from the Mighty Ducks, and he took off the jersey and was somebody else. He pretended to be someone else and then
yes.
came in there and gave his knuckle puck. Is that what they
And because
tried to
USC
do?
Doesn't have names on the back of their jerseys, it works even. It That's just, that shouldn't be allowed.
That's awesome.
So, ESPN YouTube, huh?
I mean, it's a problem for you guys. I mean, I don't know.
What are you rocking with?
I stream like any normal American.
I have DirecTV.
You on the high seas? So, you on crack streams or meth streams?
I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm not on any one of those things.
Surge.
I'm not going to say anything.
Dude,
just know that I'm watching the games.
It's problematic for me on Sundays because because I have YouTube TV. I am actually, you know, fortunately enough, my brother-in-law, he has one of the family accounts where you essentially can have like five different users on it. And so he's given it to me, my sisters, everybody to use. But there's no red zone. There's no red zone. He took red zone off, or he just didn't, you know, renew it, whatever. So this year I've been using those illegal pirate websites to watch red zone. And I have to close out of like 20 tabs, 20 pop-ups before I actually get to red zone.
Yeah.
And some of those pop-ups are problematic.
Are very,
and if you are not,
do not
paying,
have kids around.
If you are not paying attention, then some things can show up on your phone. And if someone is looking at your phone when that happens,
whoa,
what are we looking at,
bud?
No, it's red zone, I swear.
Yeah,
so, it can get problematic very quickly.
So I like to log on my Xbox, right?
Okay.
And so in doing so, I might have some buddies over or, you know, watching with, you know, the boys and stuff. And then all of a sudden, this weird, really weird ad, a really inappropriate ad will pop up. And it's like, oh, S, exit, exit, and then you got to do it again. You got to do it like a million times before you actually get.
What is she doing? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, man, why don't you guys go in another room real quick for a minute while I figure this out. But so we've talked about this before. You guys are both red zone guys. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I love red zone. Honestly, because I don't have red zone and I'm sick of clicking out of 100 pop-ups, I have just been watching whatever Fox 12, CBS 6 games are on, you know, during the Sunday slate.
Just pay $14.99 a month for NFL Plus, brother. It includes red zone.
I just can't. I'm not a red zone guy. I mean, I get it. I understand. But it's hard for me to know what a team does if I can't see them play. Like, if I only get a chance to see, like, the big plays or the plays that put them in scoring position or whatever, like, okay, cool. But it's hard to see how a team kind of plays and everything. So it's tough for me to watch red zone. I would much rather just watch a game.
Well, it's tough for anyone with YouTube TV to watch any ESPN programming
yeah,
right
that's
now
what
because
I heard.
they're in their little dispute right now, contract negotiations, which – I mean, it's just like the regular consumer watching two, you know, $1 billion, hell, $1 trillion companies in Google just argue about this as, you know, I'm just, Bings. You know, average Joe over here. Like, can you
I just want to watch the Monday Night Football, please. Like, I just want to watch the SEC slate. I want to watch Texas Tech BYU tonight, which is the biggest game of the week with huge playoff implications. But yet, I cannot do that for the second straight week. And it's very frustrating. And it also has me wondering, what the hell am I paying ESPN Plus for? Like, I have the...
That might be the most useless sports app.
Oh, my God. Dude, I will pull up the ESPN Plus schedule and programming for this college football Saturday. Because you would think, like, okay, well, maybe I can get some, you know, ancillary games, maybe one ranked matchup in there. Oh no. It's like Presbyterian versus Valpo.
And seriously, they're the worst games. Like, why would I want to watch this game?
It has me very much reconsidering. I'm like, wait, like... Listen. I have ESPN Plus, Hulu, and Disney Plus. Why do I have this? Like, I got a couple shows on Hulu that I like to throw up on the background, but there aren't any, like, Hulu shows that I like.
No.
Disney Plus, I mean, my son is of age where he doesn't care about watching Disney movies anymore. Like, maybe the National Geographic stuff, that intrigues me from time to time.
Yeah, unless he likes Marvel or something like that.
Yeah, so now I'm like, hell, Jordan, I might save myself $20 and spend it on NFL Plus after this.
It probably would be a good investment. But Joe, can you explain this to me like I'm five? Because I also have ESPN Plus, Hulu, Disney Plus canceled as well. It. That whole bundle.
Mm-hmm.
It's the $29.99 a month bundle, right? $30, you get all three of them.
I believe so, yes.
And I see that I have ESPN. Am I crazy in that? Because I'm seeing people on social media saying like, I've got YouTube TV and ESPN Plus and I can't even watch ESPN.
That's a thing.
How, you know? If you're paying for ESPN Plus, can you not watch the channel ESPN? I thought that was included.
No, it's not.
What?
No, it's not. That's, and that's how they
get you. Cancel that right now.
Now, here's the thing: is what? I think the $30 plan that you pay for does get you ESPN.
I thought that was the only one.
No, I'm on this like $20 one that is just ESPN Plus. So, like, maybe I pay $10 more and then I can get ESPN.
I would just recommend everybody do that because then you get all the other crap. But see, this is what I'm talking about, guys. Like, I feel like I'm on the, you know, front, like crowd of streaming and understanding what this all means. But, dude, this is starting to get over my head even. This is nuts.
This is, like, at 9 a.m., the best college football game at 9 a.m. on ESPN Plus. I mean, it's a joke, honestly. Like... Ivy League, Yale versus Brown.
Why? Yes. Who wakes up that didn't go to Yale or Brown and says, you know what game I want to watch? I'd love to see some smart kids play football.
I'd love to see
football.
Some just old school slobber knocker, 1920s
A bunch
football.
Of Veer plays all day. I think that would be great.
I don't want to watch the Wishbone.
Seriously.
No, that's real football. Does Wagner, Robert Morris do anything for you?
Who are they?
Robert Morris, I believe that would be the Fighting Mike Rice's, if I'm not mistaken.
We also
No, they don't.
I mean, 10 a.m., Bowling Green versus Eastern Michigan. That's at least an FBS matchup right there.
EMU.
And so, again, if I'm paying $25 a month, and I went ahead and paid everything up front, like, you know, or you can pay monthly, or you meant, okay. So I'm a big UFC guy, or at least I was a big UFC guy. And, the way the lady sold it to me on the phone was like, okay, you pay for this one and you'll be able to get UFC.
You bought UFC over the phone?
Well, I mean, because I was talking, I was trying to figure out, like, because it wasn't working. My whole ESPN, I'm figuring out why the games aren't here and stuff. Like, I'm supposed to be able to watch this stuff, but for whatever reason, it's still telling me I can't. So I end up calling the toll-free number and I'm talking to somebody and they're like, oh, well, yeah, like, so this is what happened. You buy this and then you get UFC. And I'm like, awesome. So I get every UFC. She's like, yeah, of course. So
it is awesome, Rashad, right? And Mr. Taylor.
And so the next UFC pops up and it's John Jones against someone. And I'm trying to log in like minutes before the fight starts and nothing's there. Pay $79 for the fight. And I was like, why the hell would I have to do that? I've already done this, right? Turns out that that's not the case at all. That's the only reason I got it. So on the top of the fact that I can't watch any games that are relevant or important, I can only really watch 30 for 30 stuff. And, you know, I don't need this. We're good. You can cancel this.
Yeah, it's definitely got me reconsidering what the hell I'm spending my money on.
I mean, how can I get just Disney Plus and Hulu then? Can I go back to that and screw all the ESPN stuff?
For sure.
Like, I don't. This is...
I have just Hulu and Disney Plus.
This is
so, yeah.
Weird.
And this, you know, is a whole, I mean, another segment topic for another day. But like during the negotiations, ESPN, Disney, they came out, they're bitching and moaning about, you know, rather than compete on a level playing field, Google's YouTube TV has approached these negotiations, blah, 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 blah. But then they went on to say, it goes without saying that the reason so many consumers value our programming above others is because we invest in the best talent, creators, and content in the world, and we cannot allow anyone to undercut our ability to do so. I saw that quote, and I was like, I personally don't give an F about your talent or creators, or really the content. You just have the live sports that I want to watch. You have tanked your brand so much over the years that I do not care about your shows. I don't care about anything you really do outside of live sports programming.
And you're talking about Disney.
ESPN. Okay, yeah. ESPN. Like, I'm not like, man, I cannot wait to hear Mina Kimes today. She's a smart person, but I can get a lot of content of hers just on the internet, just out in the ether.
It's been a long time, and I know we have to break, but it's been a long time since I looked forward to saying, you know what, can't wait to get home and watch Round the Horn, or can't wait to go watch PTI. You know, I think that day is kind of past where ESPN
had. Or just give me highlights.
Or, you know, or just watching SportsCenter, right? Which used to be the biggest show. Everybody, every guy watched SportsCenter. You'd be hard-pressed to find a guy that seriously comes home at this point to watch SportsCenter. It's not compelling TV. And the one thing, like, Disney tried to, allegedly, tried to say they were going to, you know, there was a threat of blackouts as a negotiation tactic for them, you know, against YouTube. Like, oh, we're just going to go ahead and do this. And like, man, you guys are billionaires being a-holes, you know, fighting over, you know, who's got more money or who wants more money. It's crazy. Just give us sports. If that's how you consume sports, just give it to us and get out of the way.
And ESPN disingenuously telling us to go contact YouTube TV and our voice matters.
Oh, they did the John Morant. That's the coach.
Shut up.
Yeah. So,
and then the ads that like Stephen A and ESPN were hawking this week. Do you see
about
that?
About Solitaire?
Yeah, they're literally playing. I cannot believe ESPN is actually leaning into this, but Mina Kimes, Dan Orlovsky, and others were commenting on it as I'm assuming part of the, I don't know, what do you call that? Affiliate marketing fees that they get or something like that. They're all getting a little piece.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Well, yeah, it's a mess, but let's cheer up the mood a little bit, and let's talk about some sports, some real sports that have been being played, and that is the NFL. We're basically through the halfway point of the season. Who's the best team in the NFL? Who's the MVP? Ooh. Who? I mean,
I like it.
These are questions that, well, quite frankly, I don't know if I even have the answer to.
I got some answers.
You can text in 503-864-6326 or jump in on the YouTube chat if you want to chime in. But we'll get to that next year, Sports Saturday. But first, Schultzy, Sports Interrupt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back into Sports Saturday. Joe Fisher the third. Question mark?
Maybe.
I think I'm the third. Rashad Taylor across the table.
The first.
Oh. What? Oh, the first. That's it. Yeah. Oh, I thought you said butt first. I was like, whoa, what? What? Got some breaking news over there or something?
Well, it might be to you guys, but we'll start the conversation first.
NFL. Been a fun season. Been so a wacky far? Season. Thursday Night Football. Dog water, as the kids say. That was not a fun game on Thursday night.
I should have started Caleb tonight. Williams. Ugh.
Who'd you start?
Bo Nix.
Oof. Dude. That is a flip of the coin week to week.
He's been great for me, you know, so far this season. But I left Caleb Williams on the bench last week and
he had a billion points.
Yeah, he had like 50. Yeah. So
well, we're at the halfway point of the NFL season, basically.
Ugh. Jeez.
Dude, the only one, right?
My God.
Let me take that,
that McDonald's
Mountain Dew away from you over there.
It's not Mountain Dew. It's a ghost. It's a ghost sour green apple.
Tomatoes, tomatoes. Yeah.
Yeah. But the NFL, we're at the halfway point, and I don't know who the hell the best team is at this point.
There's a lot of them.
Chiefs.
Yeah. I mean, especially in the NFC and really the AFC. I mean, like, the best team up until this point. Last week were the Colts, and then they go and turn the ball over a billion times to the Steelers. And then I'm sure as the NFL has been this season, they'll bounce back and have a great week this week. But unless they're on bye, I actually haven't seen what the schedule's like for. Oh, no, they play Atlanta this week. That is the Berlin game, actually. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just then you have like the Packers. They only have one loss, and then they wear the most god-awful, most terrible uniforms known to man and lose to the Panthers, which they deserve that after wearing those uniforms. And they lose to the Panthers at home, even better.
That was a shocker.
That's funny right there.
Yeah.
Panthers?
Bryce Young played really, really well.
He did.
Outside of that, I mean, is it the Seahawks, dare I say, after what they did on Monday night?
Is it the Rams?
Yeah, like, man.
Right now, I love this part of the season, and we assume that it'll probably change, right? Somebody's going to emerge as the most dominant in the pack. But for right now, it's a toss-up. And if this is what it's going to be going into the playoffs, like, there's a good chance we have a
wild card team running the table this year.
You know, and it could happen. You know, you've got, you know, Philly, who is, they started the season kind of weird. They're having team meetings and stuff, but, you know, they've won two in a row over the last little bit. Green Bay. You know, I think, you know, losing Tucker Kraft is
that's huge.
Huge.
I mean, he's the number one target.
He really is. And so that's going to be a big problem for them as they move forward. So we'll see how things work out for the Packers. But the Lions are still right behind them at 5-3. The Buccaneers, right? Baker Mayfield has got those boys playing some great football. And then you got three teams in the NFC West. The 49ers obviously are dealing with some injuries. Losing Fred Warner is definitely, you know, sucked for, you know, for them. But still being 6-3, and the Rams at 6-2, and Seahawks at 6-2, like, yeah, they're gonna have to fight it out for them. But AFC for me, it's pretty easy. It should be pretty obvious who the best team in the AFC is.
Stop.
Really?
You guys haven't played anyone besides that Bills victory. Name me one other good victory that the Patriots have. Seriously, well, I want you to go look at the schedule and tell me the Panthers, maybe, right?
Falcons.
The fact that the Panthers are 5-4 is so stunning.
No, I mean, if I'm being honest, though, I think really the Patriots are playing above where I figured they would play. And it does help that they haven't played many great teams.
I would say that.
But
they,
Drake May is playing well. You know, I think Stephon Diggs has kind of had a bit of a resurgence, you know, but I still think the Bills are the team to beat in that division. They're just having their own little struggles, but they're still winning. So it's like I said, I don't really trust Daniel Jones and the Colts just because I know too much about Daniel Jones at this point. But it could just be a New York Giants thing. Maybe quarterbacks just go there to be trash, and then they go somewhere else and they're good.
I don't know if they keep building off of Jonathan Taylor, who I don't know if he's still leading the league in touchdowns at this point of the year, but gosh, you almost don't need that good of a quarterback if JT keeps running the way that he has. Hey. So Colts, man, I think they're going to be in at the end of the year. Don't count them out.
The Broncos, right? You know, Bo Nix doesn't throw the ball. He's not going to give you 300 yards a game throwing the ball, but that Broncos offense, they're able to move it up the field as good as anybody else.
There is no way they can score in the playoffs.
No, they can't. But they're able to keep winning every week. It's crazy though.
Well, their offense is way too inconsistent, and Bo Nix is not hitting passes that he hit last year.
No.
Like I think he has left the most yards out of any other quarterback on his throws. Like when you look at like passes attempted. And the length of the passes and the yards of the passes, he has left the most yards out there this year, more than any other quarterback in the NFL. So those long, deep passes he was hitting last year, not the case this year at all.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to – I think that's kind of a matter of, you know, personnel and stuff like that. But still, Bo Nix is still a top 10 passer as far as yards are concerned.
I mean, he's been fine this year, but you know, there has been a lot of meat left on the bone of that offense, and it's just been inconsistent.
Yeah, I'll give you some of that. But even in his inconsistency, he's got 2,100 yards. He's got 18 touchdowns. He's thrown some picks. But, you know, and on top of that, the most important number is the number in the win column. Right now, they've got the most wins of anybody in the NFL. Like
but
I said,
he is 19th in QBR and 27th in passer rating.
See, I want to put some of that on the personnel, though, like Rashad said, because outside of Sutton and Franklin, I think Mims is still out, right? Like, he's got a bunch of whatevers and then Evan Ingram at tight end to throw to. It's not really that great. They feature nobody. Cortland Sutton, who
well,
is
I mean, did I mean, what did they have last year? Basically, Cortland Sutton and who was the... the dude, his last name starts with a V. I'm trying to remember.
But they were healthier last year. That's part of the problem is their offense. I think Dobbins is still kind of hobbling around. Like, they don't have a running game that they can.
Well, Dobbins, I mean, he's, if you're dependent on him,
I'm just saying they have no run game to establish the pass.
But Dobbins is on pace to have an 1,000-yard season. He has 772 so far this year, and he's averaging 5 yards a carry. Sutton's got 590. Franklin, he's got 425 receiving yards. Evan Ingram probably not having as great of a season as people expected at tight end. But then they have the rookie R.J. Harvey. I don't think the personnel and the
I don't know
players, the skill players that they have are.
I think this is normal second year stuff. Like, I think Bo Nix kind of trusts his arm a little bit. He trusts himself a little more because he's not a rookie right now. Coach has kind of let him do his own thing, and this. You know, this is similar to what happens to me on Madden every year. First year, kills, right? Second year, I trust myself.
If
I trust my
gets
offense
it,
more.
It's me.
Yeah, seriously. I totally understand. But but so far, his QBR last year was 53.5. It's already 54.9, and we're a little more than halfway through the season. So he's still on pace to be better than he was last year, and there's still 7 games for him to really play. So I think Bo Nix is going to be absolutely, absolutely fine.
Well, obviously,
again, this Broncos, this defense is playing better than they're.
It's one of the best defenses.
I mean, I think people expected it, but for the Broncos to be sitting here and they're 8-2, that's huge because I don't think a lot of people expected them to be the leaders of the AFC.
Well, and they
got to
play the Chiefs 2 more times, but and that will happen next week, and then it is also on Christmas they will play the Chiefs. But I mean, again, you look at the AFC. It's funny because the first team that is out of the playoff picture right now is the Chiefs, technically. They are in the 8 seed in the AFC. And at this point, I mean, they're 5-4. We're in week 9, and they are only 1 game above 500. I mean, the Jags, I feel like everybody feels like they're fraudulent. The Chargers, as much as we love them because of Justin Herbert, they are not going to win anything with the offensive line that they have announced this week. Joe Alt is out for the year.
The Bills, maybe that is your team to beat in the AFC just because of what we've seen over them the last couple of years. They just beat the Chiefs last week. They obviously had the hiccups in back-to-back weeks versus the Patriots and then that weird loss against the Falcons on Monday night a few weeks ago. But they seem to have righted the ship with that huge win over the Panthers and, again, beating the Chiefs last week. But, I mean, and then in the NFC, maybe it's the Eagles just because of, obviously, they're the defending champs. Maybe it's the Bucks. Baker Mayfield is the MVP because seemingly every player, skill player for him, gets injured at some point in the season, and he's still balling out, winning games. Is it the Seahawks? Is Sam Darnold the MVP? Is it Matt Stafford? Matt Stafford has 21-2 touchdown interception ratio this year.
He's probably the best quarterback in the league right now.
It's insane what he's doing. I mean, is it the Packers? But then they had to have these weird games where they're tying the Cowboys and losing to the Panthers at home. Is it the Lions? Because when they want to show up, they look like one of the best teams. But then they lose to the Vikings last week at home. Like, that's where I'm saying that this year the parity and the, well, they could win it. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's they awesome. Could win it.
It's awesome.
Like, I have no idea what's going to happen when we get to the playoffs. And as I said at the beginning of the segment, this could be a year where a wild card team ends up running the table.
Seriously.
Hey, Vikings are 4-4, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
NFC North is literally wide open.
The Bears are 5-3. Yeah. And the way after the way they played last week, like, that damn Caleb Williams is starting to find his groove, you know, as a starting quarterback. And so, yeah, there's a lot of teams that could all of a sudden go on a nice streak, or some teams that it could, the wheels could fall off. So I'm excited to see how the season ends now that we're at this point of the year.
There was something that happened last night in college football that makes me really wonder what this format for the college football playoff will look like in a year or two. And the deadline to figure that out is coming up very, very soon. We get to that next here, Sports Saturday on the Fan Sports Network. Something happened in college football last night that is, as we got our first college football playoff rankings, that has me really, really wonder how much the meetings are going to intensify about the new playoff format. And what I'm talking about is a group of five game, group of six, whatever you want to call it, that happened last night. That was Tulane in Memphis. Memphis was the highest ranked group of five team. They were getting the 12 seed in the first college football playoff rankings last night. They lost to Tulane.
Yeah.
So now, like,
who
the number one group of five, group of six team is going to be this year? I have no idea. For all we know, it could be San Diego State. They only have one loss this year. I mean, if Navy somehow pulls up the upset against Notre
that
Dame and runs
awesome.
The table,
it's not going to happen.
Love that.
USA.
It's not going to happen.
USA!
Notre Dame's like a 26.5-point favorite. As much as I want that to happen, it's not going to.
I don't know, man. We've seen some crazy things happen in sports.
Hey, their running back could have a bad day.
And they're playing against Notre Dame?
Nah, they're playing Notre Dame, yes.
Yeah,
and again,
know.
Notre Dame's like a 27.5-point favorite. What is it? Yeah, 27.5.
Too many points.
No, it's going to be a Navy-style football game. It's going to be like 7-6.
I hope you guys are right. But what the point I'm trying to make, and this is actually a funny rule about the college football playoff when it comes to group of five, group of six teams, is that if there is no ranked group of five team in the top 25, the committee essentially just chooses who they think is the best group of five team.
UNLV, baby.
And go Rebs. Go Rebs.
Choose us, please. Please.
So, I mean, that's going to be very interesting when if they get to that point where they're like, we don't have a top 25 American Conference team or a Mountain West team or Conference USA, that's not going to happen either. But so they're in a conundrum there. But whatever happens, we are going to have to hear for the second straight year that a SEC team with three losses got left out because we had to include a three loss South Florida, Memphis, North Texas, whoever. Which, listen, I am in favor of giving a group of five team a bid every year. I just, you know, I that's what I love about college sports is that you never know what can happen. This is why we give automatic bids in the NCAA tournament, basketball tournament, to every conference, because we love upsets. We love the Cinderella stories. So there will always be a group of five, group of six team that is in there. But with this, and then December 1st is the deadline for them to, for the college football playoff committee and the conference directors and everything to essentially restructure the playoff format in the future. And they cannot come to an agreement on a new format for 16 teams and the automatic bid qualifiers, you know, four each for SEC and Big Ten. Or is it, you know, a model where they don't get as many automatic bids? Is it, you know, the 5-7, 5-9, 5-11 model? They don't know what to do, and they can't come to a decision, and they have to by December 1st. Otherwise, they basically roll with this format for a few more years, which, you know, I also say that they can do whatever they want whenever they want. They can rip up the contract and just be like, you know what, we're doing this in 2 years. But I just think once we get to the final rankings and there is a group of five team that is not ranked in the top 25 and they're getting to the playoff and they're playing the five seed, you're going to have a Texas, a Vanderbilt, an Oklahoma, whoever the hell is that last team out in the SEC. They are going to be crying and crying, and Kirk Herbstreit's going to go on here on College Game Day and he's going to be crying and crying about it as well. But I think after last night, what we're seeing, that these conference heads are going to get together and be like, we cannot let this happen for much longer. We need to get to a 16-team format. We need to figure this out quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of like the automatic bid and everything. That makes sense. But again, there's always going to be somebody that feels left out. And honestly, it doesn't matter what the format is. Every single format we've gone through for the national championship, people have bitched and moaned about. There's not one. People didn't like the BCS. Somebody got left out of that. Oregon, specifically. I remember back in 2001 when they got left out of the national championship. And so they should have played Miami that year. They didn't. Then you go to the 4-team playoff, and, oh, our team got left out there. So there's never going to be a time that people are just gung-ho and happy about the situation of the playoffs. Somebody's always going to feel like their team was screwed over. And so I think once we go to a 16-team playoff, that 17th team is going to be like, oh, we should have been us. Like, I think this has been the most, like, if this is the biggest hiccup we have, is that that a team that's not ranked is probably going to be in the of a playoff of 12. Like, if this is the, all right.
And this is me just being, you know.
No, I understand. No, I totally understand.
Well, I'm just being ignorant about what could happen if we get to that 16 team. Is that if you're the number 17th ranked team or you're number 16 and you don't get in because of that group of five, I'm sorry. At that point, you really can't complain. Like, we should be in. It's like, dude, yeah, you're ranked 16th in the country.
Splitting hairs,
like,
at that point.
Like, I somewhat get it with the number 11, number 12 ranked teams that aren't going to get in because of this. That, to me, it's like you have two losses, and you lost to Georgia by 3, and you lost to, you know, Alabama by 4, and you're the odd team out. Like, there is part of me where I'm like, that's two plays that go your way and you're in an undefeated season. Yeah. You know, like, so to me, I kind of understand that sense. Like, we see it all the time in, again, other sports where a wild card team or a 3 seed or a 4 seed in the NCAA basketball tournament, the 5 seed, whatever, they make a run and they end up winning it. So, I mean, we basically saw that last year with Ohio State, right? I mean, granted, they weren't a low seed. I mean, mm-hmm. what were they last year? Were they the
Ohio State were they a 3?
No, they were they were 8 or 9.
Yeah, because they had to play in the first.
Yeah, that's because they played Oregon.
That's right.
So again, I think that, you know, the number 11, the number 12 team, 13, like, they do have a case where maybe they should be in the playoff. They're good enough to be in the playoff. But if we go to 16 and the number 16 team is like, we should be in this. And like, dude, you lost 4 games.
Yeah, I think
it
only depends on the record. Like, so if you see the 16 seed is, you know, 9-3 and you're 10-2. Like, what do you mean they're going and we're not? Like, I can understand that point, you know. So I think it's just be by record, you know. Obviously, look at record, then start looking at strength of schedule, then start looking at all that other stuff. But again, you're going to have a pissed off Texas, a pissed off you know, Oklahoma or something like that that's going to be left out because they have three losses on their schedule. It's like, man, I'm just saying you should just look at the schedule. There's never going to be a right way to do this. There's always going to be a way to complain.
And
for
again,
people.
I just think last year it was a bit easier because Boise State had a great year, and so you know, to say like, well, they deserve to be in the playoff as the group of five. Look at the season that they had. This year is going to be different because of that. There is going to be a good SEC or Big Ten team that gets left out, and like I said, a Memphis or North Texas is going to get in, and they are going to be very upset about not being in the playoff. And they're like, dude, they're in it because of the automatic bid of a group of five team, but really you square them up against 20 of the teams that are ranked and they're losing that game. And also just clarify, if they do not come to an agreement by December 1st on a 16-team bracket, the playoff format just remains for next year in 2026. I don't know if it's a year-by-year thing now. Mm-hmm. But to me, get to 16, have some automatic qualifiers for SEC, Big Ten, whatever you got to do, figure it out. I think at 16, there's enough good teams in that 12 to 16 range that would be included that could make noise and could make a run and are good enough to win a national championship if they're given that chance. But yeah, after what I saw last night, I'm like, boy, the committee is going to have a rough time dealing with the complaining from ESPN because they're the SEC affiliate, the SEC commissioner, the coaches, everything. It's not going to go over well.
No. And they're probably going to get what they want, you know, at the end of the day. So we're
probably.
Yeah, we're going to see a team that is deserving and probably should be there get screwed over in favor of an SEC team. And I can almost guarantee it.
I saw this today, too, that of the 10 most watched college football teams in the country, 8 of them are SEC teams.
There you go.
And one of them is Big Ten, and you could probably guess who that is. It's Ohio State. Yeah. So
of course, the ratings speak to something. But like, man, Tennessee fans bitching online that they should be able to sneak into the college football playoffs still with three losses. That's kind of the problem you're highlighting, Joe. And I just don't see a system that rewarding the middle or not even great, like the lower middle of the road SEC teams is not going to be conducive for success for the ACC, for the Big Ten, for the Big 12. Look at Michigan, man. They're not great, but they're still 7-2. What about them?
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so many teams like outside of the Power 4 or 5 or the Big 4 or 5 that you could look at. And schools are going to miss out. Like, screw the SEC. They're going to have a number of spots, but one less spot isn't going to kill them, and I'm just tired of hearing that argument.
No, I get it. But, you know, as the rankings are right now, like, I believe it would be Texas would be the odd team out, and Oklahoma, both SEC, because Virginia is the ACC leader. If they were to win the conference, they get the bid, and they're ranked 14th. And then Memphis, again, who is the, you know, seemingly highest-rated best group of five team according to the committee. So if Virginia, you know, again, we still have a lot of football left to be played and decided. But, yeah, if SEC is like, wait, Virginia and Memphis are getting in and Texas and Oklahoma are not, it's not going to go well.
Well, blame Arch.
I don't care.
Blame
Arch. Care.
You're blaming the wrong person.
Yeah,
like, Arch Manning was the one that was trashed at the beginning of the season that cost you two games.
Well,
you know,
and
so
personally,
what are we talking about?
The whole conference, rooting for the conference or rooting for brands, like I personally, this is just me, don't care. I don't want to say like, oh, I need to see Texas in a playoff game. Like, dude, give me Virginia. Give me Memphis. I don't care. Like, it's a playoff game. People are gonna watch.
But these guys are probably more like David Stern. What's your best NBA finals? LA versus LA.
Oh, dude.
Right.
Almighty dollar. You know, ratings, more ratings means more eyeballs, and that's better for advertisers. I get it. But just as a sports fan, I love parody. I love seeing something that I've never seen before. And so give me North Texas. Give me the mean green.
I'm right there with you,
man. I don't care. All right. That will do it for hour number one. We are over. We'll jump to hour number two. We'll do our Ducks Iowa preview. What that game is going to look like. As JR would say, it's going to be a slobber knocker.
Man.
Yeah, I am very intrigued to see how this game plays out. Get to some more college football action that's on the slate today. Who do you love? And yeah. Do a good old-fashioned hour number two here on the Fan Sports Network, huh?
Love it, bro.
All right, do that next here, Sports Saturday, on the Fan Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.